Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My buddy Horvat, not here today, Nick, but he is on a heater right now. I mean, I'm like jealous.
I saw like he had a big bet on Kentucky over the weekend, right? So I think that worked out pretty well for him.
He's hitting like 65, 70% in the last month.
Well, you know what that means.
Yeah, he's gonna go on this show and just give out losers left and right, left and right. Hey, what was the best run you've ever been on?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, look, I've been doing this for like I had literally, and I know people will hear this and be like, "Wow, like this guy is a degenerate," whatever. I had 21 bets last night on NBA and college basketball combined, and I ended up like, I don't want to give like the exact dollar amount, but right around even, like with the 21 bets I had last night. So when you literally like basically like within like $15 of being even. So I feel like when you bet as much as I do, and like when I say I bet a lot, I don't mean that's not reckless. Like I handicap every single game every night, so I kind of like I know what I'm doing. Like when it comes to these games, I don't win all the time, but I mean when you bet as much as I do, I mean there are just so many hot streaks, there are so many bad streaks. The one that really stands out, maybe because it has my fandom associated with it, is I killed the 2007 NFL playoffs. I'm a Giants fan. When the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl the first time, and had the Giants on the money line, they were underdogs in every single playoff game. That was great against the spread. Eli to win MVP. That was one where I pretty much felt unstoppable. And I had a Thursday, I think it was actually 2008, the year that Steph Curry went off at Davidson, like when like the nation was introduced to Steph Curry. And a buddy of mine, my buddy Pat, and I took off from work the opening Thursday and Friday to, like, totally degen out and watch all the games, literally in my mother's basement at the time. And I don't think we lost a bet on the opening Thursday of the NCAA tournament. Like, we were red hot. We won everything. We were up a lot of money. And then, like, idiots, I think the first game that Friday morning was Gonzaga against Davidson and Curry. And Gonzaga was a favorite, and we were like, Gonzaga's going to kill them. We bet on Gonzaga. And Steph Curry scored like 40 points and ripped our hearts out. And we like lost everything we had won the day before. So those are just a couple that stand out.
Well, I've noticed a trend, and maybe this is something you can use going forward. Always bet against Wisconsin teams. The Giants beat the Packers that year. That Davidson team beat the Badgers. There's the only handicapping you need, man.
Well, I mean, I did ride the Packers in 2010 all the way to a Super Bowl championship, underdogs in every game. That was they have favorites in a couple of them, but that Packers team was really good. And look, Milwaukee scored 139 points last night, covered the spread against, listen, Minnesota's not very good with the new coach, but can only beat who's on your schedule. So, I mean, Milwaukee, the Bucks starting to play a little better now. We'll see about the Badgers. I don't know how high their ceiling is, but yeah, at least the Bucks are starting to play a little better. And I'm kind of a little bullish on the Milwaukee Brewers heading into the season.
Yeah, I am too. I wanted to talk about that because I saw some different over-unders, and I'm not sure what they are at Bet Rivers, but I saw the Brewers around 82. Pretty much that whole NL Central is right in the mid-80s, except for the Pirates. And really, anybody could come away with this division. I think at first glance, you look at it and think, the Cardinals have Arenado, and they're probably the favorites. And then you think, oh, but they also did nothing else. The Brewers, there's a version of this team that can be good. The Cubs, I don't know what they're doing. And then the Reds, like, are trying, but they're failing at it. Where do you look at, obviously, it sounds like you would go over with the Brewers on the win total. Where do you look at the NL Central at this point?
Yeah, I kind of like the Brewers a little bit with the odds being where they are. I love Cincinnati. So I was on Cincinnati last year, had futures on the Reds. I feel like everyone associated, by the way, in the wagertainment universe, whether it's Joe O, myself, Eli Herskovich, like we all had futures on the Cincinnati Reds and had to watch as they scored literally zero runs in like 1,000 playoff innings in only two games this last year, which was absolutely brutal. So I do like the Reds, but I think it's with the odds. I think the Brewers are my favorite pick to win the NL Central, and certainly like the Brewers over win total right now at 82.5. And you mentioned there's a version of this team that could be good with Milwaukee. I would actually say there's a version of this Milwaukee team that could be very good. I don't know if this Brewers team could be great, because I feel like we want to assign that word to teams like the Dodgers and the Padres and maybe even the Mets, who I think are going to be really good this year. But I think the Brewers could end up being very good this year. You know, obviously, like, I think I hate Craig Council because he was on the Diamondbacks team that beat my Yankees in 2001. But Council, a pretty good manager with the way he handles the pitching staff. I think the team's defense has a chance to be very good. Obviously, you're banking on a bounce back from Christian Yelich, which I think is fair to expect given a small sample size last season. Pure continues to break out. Absolutely love this bullpen. Arguably the best bullpen in baseball, you know, when you go from middle relief all the way to Hader at the very end. Love the bullpen. Brandon Woodruff is a very underrated starting pitcher, like at the top end of the rotation here. And again, you've got Council to kind of massage things with the pitchers here. So I'm kind of bullish on Milwaukee here, over 82.5 wins. And like you mentioned with St. Louis, like, great, like, yeah, I know the Cardinals grabbed the headlines, right, with Nolan Arenado, and it is a headline-grabbing move, but their defense is really bad. I don't know. I'm not feeling the St. Louis Cardinals this year. I like the Brewers and the Reds right now in the NL Central, and I do like that Brewers over win total.
When you look at, like, the over-unders, do you try to stay away from – because the Dodgers are – where I see them right now, just pulling something up quick, 103.5, and then the Pirates, 58.5. Do the extreme ones entice you, or do you try to stay away from those?
Well, I think it really, we take it on a case-by-case basis, right, where I'll tell you what, I wouldn't take the under on the Dodgers. I don't know that I'm rushing to bet the over, but I would certainly not take that under. I mean, this team is going to be an absolute buzzsaw this year. I think everyone knows about, you know, the Bauer acquisition and, you know, the rest of the studs that the Dodgers have, and I wouldn't bet the under on the Padres either. Like, I think the Padres are going to be really good, too. Probably not quite as good as the Dodgers, but I'm not rushing to bet unders on either of those two teams. Like, I actually think, you know, when we look at the Pirates and then the Baltimore Orioles, who are kind of like the equivalent of the Pirates in the American League, I know the numbers are low. I wouldn't bet either team's overs. Like, I think both of these teams are going to be really bad. Like, the NL Central isn't great, but all the teams in the NL Central are, I think, a decent amount better than the Pirates, going to beat up on Pittsburgh. And certainly all the teams in the American League East, including the Red Sox, who I think might be a little better than people expect, are going to destroy the Baltimore Orioles here. So, I don't want to give like a bad answer here, like a waffling answer here, but it's not that I veer away from it. I mean, I might actually end up playing over on the Dodgers, as crazy as that sounds here. So no, I don't stay away. We just try and take it on an individual case by case basis. And I would consider betting under on the Pirates, because that team is going to be absolutely dreadful this year.
With that in mind, Nick Costos here, You Better You Bet, coming up again today on the radio.com app this afternoon. Cause I was talking about how, you know, you guys, You really look at everything you can before you're confident to make a bet, whereas I pulled up some lines earlier and I saw the Warriors and the Pacers. I think the Pacers are favored by 2. I like the Warriors better, so I'm going to vote on and bet the Warriors. How much do you have to put in time-wise before you think this is a game I'm going to do? Because if you're betting on 21 different games, man, I mean, that's a lot of work.
Well, it is. And I think it really, like, it comes from, you know, there's a running storyline that kind of develops through the course of the season. And, like, you kind of, like, cover the stuff every day. And, like, if people really want to be good at this, and, like, you can do it kind of, you know, casually. And that's what's great about what we do on You Better You Bet and what your buddy Horvat does with Joe O on BetQL Daily. Like, if you want to be a casual bettor, you know, we do the work so you don't have to. You listen to the show. We handicap all the games. We give you our analysis. If you disagree with us, you don't have to, you know, take all our picks. You could, you know, go against us, right? And that's totally okay. But if you really want to be like a serious bettor, which you don't have to be, and I'm not insinuating that anyone has to do that, but if you really want to be good at this, like, it does require like a lot of effort, like whether you want to like kind of do like what my co-host does, and he builds like literally math models that spits out numbers on games, and he's very good at it. So like his college basketball numbers are insane. like he will give numbers out the night before, and then the next day they will move like 3 to 5 points in his favor. Like, it's absolutely wild. Or you want to do more like I do. I've got like a bunch of notebooks, and I sit down literally every day and I go through the box scores and read about the games from the night before, then look at the injury report for the games coming up tonight, go through a bunch of stats and go through, like, you know, it's not just stats and trends. It's also like, you know, what are certain teams good at? Like when they, it's like with the NFL, right? When we say, well, this team's third cornerback is weak, this team's slot receiver is excellent, this is a major advantage here, so we're going to bet a player prop over here. We like that team for this reason. It's really the same thing in basketball, right? Where, like, the Charlotte Hornets the other night against the Utah Jazz, like, we know Charlotte prioritizes rim protection. They are willing to give up a lot of open three-pointers because they want to stop you from scoring at the rim. What did the Jazz do? They hit 28 three-pointers, a franchise record, the other night. So we know when Charlotte plays teams, if it's a really good three-point shooting team, like, they're really going to get burned because they're willing to give that up. So I think it's like there is a lot of work that goes into each individual game with the injury report and, like, matchups, but it's also like being able to look at two teams and knowing, and this comes with work, obviously, okay, this team does this poorly and this well. This team does vice versa. How does it kind of match up? Then looking at the point spread, knowing what the market moves are, and being able to come to a decision from there. So I know it sounds really complicated, but, like, I do this literally 7 days a week, you know, basically the entire year. So, I mean, I'm able to do it and distill the information really quickly. But, like, it is a lot of work, like, for someone that really wants to get into it and kind of do it themselves. But here's the good news. Again, you don't have to if you don't want to, because we literally do the work for you.
You bet. Again, you can find it on the radio.com app. Maybe, you know, I know there's some good ones out there, but maybe the greatest app that's ever been invented since smartphones came out, I would say. I mean, I would die for this app. I bleed radio.com.
Well, I basically do, yeah.
Oh, God, I just love it. Did you ever hear the podcast with the TikTok girls? Oh, my God, so good.
No,
so
I don't
raw
even, I don't
and real. Oh, man.
I made my girlfriend delete TikTok like 6 months ago because I felt like it was rotting her brain. It was all she was doing. So I was like, you have to delete this now.
Well, that's probably a good idea. With the NBA, so the storylines and everything, I've decided that the Nets are going to win the East. And I think that everybody is being kind of overcautious about it, like looking for reasons why they wouldn't. Oh, they don't play defense. Oh, one ball or whatever. You're going to get to a playoffs and the series, and you can look at depth. You can look at coaching. You're gonna have a team with Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving. Assuming health, that team is not losing. Am I wrong to think it's that black and white right now?
No, I mean, I think I said that with you guys. Maybe I said it last week, but I've been saying it. I don't know if I said it with you guys, but we've been saying it basically since the Harden trade got done. Brooklyn at any kind of plus money to win the Eastern Conference, I feel like is an absolute bargain because, like, look, I feel like I got a lot of hate tweets last week after I did this spot because I was kind of killing Coach Bud and the Bucks. But, like, we have to be honest, right? Like, I'm sorry, Milwaukee is not beating Brooklyn in a playoff series. Like, it is just not happening. Sorry to Bucks fans. Like, I would love to see the Bucks at some point win a title with Giannis. It is not happening this year as long as the big three stays healthy in Brooklyn. The Celtics are an absolute disaster right now. Look at the standings. Boston's under 500 right now after the loss last night against the Dallas Mavericks. Philly would be the one team I would give a chance just because of Joel Embiid, but that team really lacks a killer instinct, and they have yet to show it, so I don't really like them to take down the Brooklyn Nets. The Raptors feel like they probably are at least one piece away from being able to contend, so I think Brooklyn is definitely going to win the East, and I think the question really becomes Bart, and I was kind of on the train that Brooklyn won't be able to beat the Lakers when they get to the NBA Finals, right? And I still think, you know, the Lakers are on a bad streak right now, but people have to remember, it's not just Anthony Davis that's out. Dennis Schroeder is also out. And Schroeder's kind of like one of the engines that kind of runs the whole deal here, and they do not have a lot of juice on offense right now without Schroeder and Davis, even with LeBron James. But once they get those two guys back healthy, like, I would never bet, like, a Paul George, like, team when he's the second option on a team, like, to get to the NBA Finals. So we eliminate the Clippers. And then it's like, in the West, who do you like? Do you like the Nuggets? I don't. Do you believe in the Jazz? I don't to that degree. The Phoenix Suns? Probably not. So I think we're kind of staring down the barrel here for Lakers, Nets, NBA Finals. And I have been thinking, you know, Lakers are definitely going to win that series. But with the way the Nets are playing recently, I'm not ready to say yet that I think the Nets will beat the Lakers once we get there, but I think it could be a lot closer, right? Because all the Nets need to do, and I think people should watch out for this when the Nets play games, right? Because the book has kind of become on the Nets, well, they play no defense. Well, it's okay that they don't play like 1992 New York Knicks level defense for 48 straight minutes. All they really need to do is like lock down, not even for like a full quarter, for like 6 to 8 minutes a game, right? And then play like average to below average defense the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Because the other team can't stop them. So it's like there's nothing that can be done to stop them with those three weapons that they have. And the ancillary shooters, like if Bruce Brown's going to score 29 points or like not do that, but if he's going to be a reliable scorer like he was last night against Sacramento, Joe Harris is the best three-point shooter in the league. Like, you're not going to be able to stop them. So that's why I kind of think, like, if this could be, like, a truly epic NBA Finals with the Nets and the Lakers. And I know a lot of time till we get there, but I don't know who in the West is taking down the Lakers, and I really don't know who in the East is taking down the Nets.
Well, one thing I've learned is audiences do not like when I talk in absolutes or get hyperbolic. I don't know, but the Nets are going to win the East, so that's where I'm at. So I'm glad that
I agree.
You talked it out with me, Nick. I love what you do. You bet on the radio.com app. Only problem with it is there's so many other great pieces of content on this app that sometimes I go try to find your show and I just get lost in the world of wonder that is radio.com.
I totally understand, and I can't really begrudge you for that. But, and I will say, I'm excited as we get closer to the NFL draft, talk some Packers with you, my man. That's my favorite thing to talk about with you, is some Green Bay Packers. And I kind of like, I just want to give you a vote of confidence here. I kind of love your approach. Like, you just want a Super Bowl, man. I don't necessarily agree with everything you say about the Packers, which is okay, but I love your passion for the team, and I hope that the listeners kind of appreciate that as well.
They don't.
Well, I mean, they should, because, listen, they can disagree with you, but they can't hate on the fact that you are a diehard, true, passionate fan and kind of, like, express your views in a really smart way. So I just wanted to tell you that because I'm a fan of yours and look forward to talking Packers with you.
Nick, oh, my God, this whole last 2 minutes is just great for promos and the bosses. Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome, buddy.
Nick Kostos. You find him on You Better You Bet and radio.com, the sports betting expert Nick Kostos joining us. Thanks to our friends at BetRivers. Go to betrivers.net to check out all the lines. Be sure to check out the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast.